This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking about an upcoming event happening just a few days away. And it's happening at the Douglas County Museum Special Benefit. And we have got an author, former longtime Roseburg resident, Linda Jones Weber, on with us. Linda, thanks for being on.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you are the author of a book called Finding Utopia. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a book based on true incidents in my father's family history. And I started researching this family story that I'd heard about but didn't really know a lot about 30 years ago. And it just turned into this amazing journey. And the result is this book.
And this isn't your first book, though, right?
It is my first book. It is.
But you've written others since then, right?
I have. Two others. One is almost ready for publication. Now, it may be out by Christmas, but probably not until after the first of the year.
Now, this is all tied in with a special event at the museum happening on Saturday from 4 to 6, a special reception out there with the Museum Foundation, who are working to restore the ONC rail car that is out there next to the old Dillard Stadium or Dillard Station at the museum. Now, your name is going to be familiar to some of the longtime folks listening. Talk about your background and your kind of your family history around the Roseburg area.
Oh, it goes on and on. I graduated from Roseburg High School in 1962, and my father had a store that a lot of people will remember. It was called the Umpqua Gun Store. He was a gunsmith and a hunter and a fisherman of great renown in the area. And my mother, Dorothy Jones, also worked at the gun store, and many, many people knew her. We moved there in 1951, and so I was in school in Roseburg from second grade to high school graduation.
And I understand you had some other family connections here, too.
Quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. I'm married to Dennis Weber, who is the son of Henry Weber, who was one of the original partners in the Weber Bakery, which people will remember from downtown on the main street. Most of my classmates and people that I was in school with went to the Weber's Bakery, and most of us had our wedding cakes made there and all kinds of things like that. So a lot of history on that side also.
Now, what got you interested in the idea of the book? Tell us more about it, because your background wasn't being an author until recent years, right?
Well, I sort of retired to being an author. That's what I've been doing in my retirement. But I knew after I started researching this family history, and it was so dramatic and so compelling that I thought it really needed to be told. And I started to write the book as a biography of my grandmother's life. I never met my grandmother. But there were things that I couldn't prove. There were just things that evaded a positive identity. And so I decided that I needed to do it as historical fiction, and that's what it is. It's historical fiction. So not everything in it is absolutely true, because I couldn't validate it. But as I got involved in the process of researching the book, I discovered so many interesting people who were alive when this event happened. And It's a bit of a spoiler, but I will tell you that my grandmother was murdered in Utopia, Texas, a little town in the hill country that currently has 211 residents and had about 206 when she lived there. And, you know, that's kind of an interesting storyline just in itself, to think that you have a grandparent who was murdered. And she was 24 years old. She had five children at the time. And so, of course, the loss of their mother was a very, very dramatic event in my father's life. And most people that knew him in Roseburg would never have known anything about this. This wasn't something he would have ever talked about. But he did talk about being from Utopia, Texas. And that really mattered to him, that he had that connection. And so in pursuing the story, I came up with this novel.
So how long has it been out?
And it's been out since July 11th was the official drop date. I got my copies of it in late May. And I went to Utopia and did a book launch in Utopia, Texas, before the book was officially out and available to be ordered. And a remarkable number of people came to the event. It was at a tiny little museum in Utopia that you wouldn't think you could fit 20 people into. We had over 40 people came, and I sold about 80 books in that crowd. That was an amazing thing. They all had heard about the story, but they didn't have the kind of detail that I had been able to uncover in my research.
Wow.
And so they were fascinated and interested, because after the guy murdered my grandmother, he went to town and he set the school on fire. And that started a regular conflagration in the area and burned a lot of the businesses in the town. So it was a very, very traumatic event for the community as well.
Wow. So if people want to read more about this, this is pretty fascinating. You're going to be at this event on Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6 at the museum, and people can purchase books, and you're going to sign them, right?
I am, and I'm donating 100% of the proceeds, not the profits, the proceeds, to the restoration of the ONC rail car that is there next to the old Dillard station that the foundation is trying to restore. And the reason I'm doing that, I picked this particular event, is because my father, who is a child in this first book, but in the next book, it tells his story of coming from Texas to Oregon. And he hoboed his way from Arizona to Oregon, and I'm sure he rode the ONC railroad cars whenever he could get on them, because he knew that was coming where he was going.
Wow, a fascinating connection there. Now, if somebody comes out on Saturday, I know there's going to be refreshments out there and some drawings and other things going on, but folks can come anytime between 4 and 6 to meet you, to take a look at the book, to purchase a copy, get it signed, and all of that, and probably also have a chance to, at least from the outside, take a look at the rail car as well.
Yes, they will have. It's my understanding that it will be open for them to go through, and hopefully they'll want to make a donation to help with the restoration there. They need to purchase etched glass windows, and they have 20 of them they need to purchase, and they're about $300 a piece. So we hope to raise enough money through the sale. The event is free, and there's food free. There's wine, it's free. It's provided by Melrose Winery. It's going to be a very open, casual event. I am going to give a little presentation, and I am going to read a short part from the new book that isn't published yet, so people can get a little teaser.
All right, it sounds like a good event. Again, Saturday, 4 o'clock at the Douglas County Museum, a benefit for the Museum Foundation. Linda Jones-Weber, we look forward to hearing more about this. Thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's the Morning Conversation on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.